I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampagne.
Pop the glampagne. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show live guest, current event scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
Thank you so much. I am so glad to be here with you today. Happy New Year. It is 2017, and as you know, we are dedicating much of our programming this month to health and weight loss. We've had some great guests on the show. We had Heather Robertson from HalfSizeMe.com. If you heard that, do reach out to her and let her know that you heard her on here and that you loved her. We'll be right back. Find us on social media at facebook.com/TheJulieTussey Show and connect with the best and the most outrageous 30 minutes of your life. Today I'm going to be introducing you to one of my closest friends and a wonderful woman who has done great things with her health and weight loss. Her name is Debbie Tussey and she is my sister-in-law and my friend. She is going to share some great tips and some advice. She's also going to share her journey in losing 39 pounds. So after this message, we're going to go right into that interview. Hey, this is Julie. I'm here with a wonderful, very special person on the Julie Tussey Show today. She is my sister-in-law, my Weight Watchers partner, my shoulder to cry on and my encourager, my kick in the fanny when I need it, my friend Debbie Tussey. Hi, Debbie. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Julie. How are you?
I am good. I am so glad that you're going to do the show with us today. There's been a lot of wonderful things going on with the Julie Tussey Show, and because it's January, we wanted to dedicate the month to health and fitness. And as a result, I thought we should talk to you today because you have had some great success with your health and fitness plan in the last year. We've done Weight Watchers together, and it was kind of sad because I get mad and quit, and you keep going, and you're all skinny now. How much have you lost so far?
Well, I was up to 39 pounds until about 6 weeks ago, and now it's about 32 and a half, so I've got to get back to where I was.
Okay.
But so I'm on track to do that now.
So yes.
Not worried.
Well, I wanted you to come on today and tell your story and help me to address the topic of mindset, the key to weight loss. Do you want to tell the listeners today, how did you end up where you joined Weight Watchers and you had to focus on your health?
Which time? Because this is like the seventh or eighth time I've joined.
Well, that brings us to the topic of you can never quit. Right?
You can never quit.
And you shouldn't be condemned if you have to try over and over.
Right. You have to do what's best for you. I joined a couple years ago with a neighbor, and she kept going, and I quit over the winter because the wintertime is very hard on me. And I just gave up, and I quit. And then she just kept on and on saying, let's go back, get back to it. So I finally, in November, my doctor was yelling at me and telling me I'm killing myself. I started trying then on my own, and I lost 10 pounds up until April, and then I finally gave in and went back to Weight Watchers, and it actually happened pretty quick.
Yeah, and I saw.
I'm very thankful to my friend for not letting me give up and keep asking me to come back. She didn't give up on me.
Right. I think as a woman, particularly, I don't think men have to deal with this as much, but there's so many different things and different stages in our lives between having a baby and emotional eating and stress making us eat and making us gain weight easier, trying to raise children and not being able to go to the gym, not having me time. I think that all of those things make it where a woman does find herself in a place over and over and over where she has to refocus on her health. And she has to learn how to change the way that she thinks about losing weight. So there should never be any condemnation for trying over and over again. I think it's awesome because I think failure, and I'm sure you'll agree with me, failure is when you truly give up and you quit. As long as you keep trying, even if you didn't successfully get to the point that you wanted to, as long as you were trying, you are successful, in my opinion. Do you agree with that?
I do agree.
The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. Enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them Julie sent you. Beautiful You Med Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful.
Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussey Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell. Did you reach, Debbie, did you reach a turning point? Like, was there a health scare or something that made you just get to the place where you had to do something? Did you ever feel a desperation about it?
Oh, I did. November 30th. Like I said, my doctor told me I was killing myself. I was like 0.01 away from being a diabetic. She was wanting to put me on blood pressure medication. And just my weight had skyrocketed. And she just let me know point blank that I was out of control. And she made me promise before I left the office to start exercising an hour three times a week. And she wouldn't let me leave until I agreed. And I kept my word.
You always do that, I've noticed. And so she knew what she was doing.
She did. She's a great doctor. And but the holiday season was really rough, and I gave myself permission, you know, to indulge because I knew it was going to be hard. But then I got to the point where you ate that, you may as well go ahead and eat this. And that's how I ended up with my 8 extra pounds. And then New Year's Eve, I made a chocolate pie. I'll just tell you a quick story. I made myself a chocolate pie because I love chocolate pie. And I ate a big piece, and I told the kids and my family, I said, I'm having this. I'm not going to worry. Eating it, enjoying it. And I said, after today, there'll be no chocolate pie until I've earned it. I'm a true believer. You have to earn your big treats like that. And I got up the next day. I haven't had really any sweet cravings because it was in my mind. I had made up my mind, okay, I have to get back on track and eat properly.
Right.
And it was just flipping the switch, but sometimes that switch, you know, toggles, and you got to go back.
Exactly.
Get it adjusted. But.
Exactly. Well, I'm hearing so many different things that we could talk about. I just had Heather Robertson from HalfSizeMe.com on, and we were talking about being able to lose weight in a way that's maintainable for the rest of your life. And I know for me, Weight Watchers is a way that I can lose weight. Now, I'm not an advocate for Weight Watchers. Everybody has their own way to lose weight. But for me, it's livable. I can live it. And along with the things that she teaches about losing weight that way, she talks about that sometimes we should go into a maintenance week or 2 weeks or month here and there. And sometimes we should take a break, but come right back. And I do believe that the key to success and the key to your success in this was that you realize and you know in your mindset that when you get off, you have to go back. You have to go back, because if you go off and then you quit, or you feel condemned, or you know, are down on yourself, and a lot of women, that's how their minds work. Well, I ate that chocolate pie. So that's it. I'm done. I just have no control. I can't do this. And that is such a fallacy in their mind, right?
Right.
But don't you feel like that the key is that there is no good food, there is no bad food, there's just food. And if you want to eat a food that's not healthy, then eat it, but go back and get back on track.
Eat it in moderation.
Mm-hmm. And that's a great thing about Weight Watchers, right? You could, and I was going to tell you that when we talked on the phone today, you made that pie and you ate 3/4 of the pie.
Well, which, no, not this. This that wasn't the 3/4 pie. This
okay.
was just a big slice.
Okay.
That one so was you back had a, around Thanksgiving.
But really, if you wanted, you can have that chocolate pie anytime you want, a little bit here and there if you want, but and still stay on plan.
You can eat whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Anytime you want, just eat the right amount and then do the main thing, the mindset, activity. You have to be active.
Yes.
It just goes hand in hand. You can do it without the activity. It's going to be slower and harder. But with the activity, your mind feels better. You're at a better place emotionally. Just everything to me is better with the activity.
Yes, you feel better too. Your endorphins and all that, like you said, kick in and feel better. But what do you think was different this time that you're actually, even when you quote unquote fall off and you go back to your plan, that's different than it was in the past? What was different this time? And do you think it was that somehow it was a mindset change?
I think the difference is, as I've gotten older, I've gotten a little bit wiser. Some people may disagree, but I have 5 kids, I have 5 grandbabies, and I've decided I want to be around for the great grandbabies. And I've seen people, I've had 2 friends that were 5 years older than me, and then the last 2 years they dropped dead of a heart attack. And I'm not going to be one of those people.
Right.
And I want to be healthy. There's things I want to do that I've been afraid to do. And I want to live the rest of my life the best I possibly can.
Well, that's a wonderful, wonderful motivation. It really is. Do you think that those goals is what caused you to change the way you think? Because I have found that I have to change the way I think, and I actually try to think like a thin person. Like, I think about some of my friends are really thin, and I think, well, now what would they do? You know, what would they do? And so what do you think? What do you think it was in your mind that changed?
To me, first, I think less about what other people think about me. I've finally gotten to a place where I'm more comfortable. I'm not 100%, but other people's opinions don't matter as much. So I'm going to go and I'm going to be the big girl running around the track or running the neighborhood.
Right.
And I'm going to be the big girl in Zumba that's knocking people down.
I know you went today. How'd that go?
I went. I loved it. I did an hour of Zumba. It felt so good. I went and ran 3.3 miles. Well, I walked about 3/4 of that, but ran the rest.
That's
and,
awesome.
I felt great all day long. And I'm just determined. I'm trying to jumpstart this year where I've had a rough 6 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
And my goal is 7 days of 5Ks. And then I'll get back to a normal workout schedule. But these first 7 days of the year, I'm going to hit it really hard and jumpstart it and get it going. And well, what you said earlier that Heather had said about, you know, having the downtime, that, and I mean, throughout all of my weight loss and gain and all that, the one thing that stands out is I'd be doing okay, you know, plodding along, and then I would go off track for like a week. And when I come back, I have my biggest weight loss because I always felt like I gave my body a break. And then that instant changeover, I don't know what to call it. But anyway, it right. always, after a week off of, you know, worrying, I didn't go crazy with the food, but I lightened up on the exercise. And then when I started back, boom, I had a big weight loss.
So right.
I do believe that. Giving yourself a break is a good thing because you get used to how you're going and you got to change it up a bit.
Health and beauty are synonymous, and when you find a place that can help you accomplish those two things in your life, you have really found a treasure. The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. You have got to go and enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them that Julie sent you. Beautiful You Medical Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful.
Now, many many of us, we count points, but it's really the equivalent of calories. And there's a lot of things online. For those of you that are listening and are curious about this, there's a lot of apps and applications online where you can go in and put your height, weight, age, and it will tell you how many calories it takes every day to maintain your weight. And I'm a firm believer, Debbie, and I wish I would have known this a year ago. You know, I started Weight Watchers, I lost 14 pounds, and then I went on a plateau. No matter what I did, I tried to eat every single amount of points that I had every day. I tried eating under the points. For 4 months, I was on a plateau. And you know what I should have done? Instead of quitting, but I did not have the information. So here on the Julie Tussey Show, we give you great information that we may have learned the hard way. I probably should have went on a month of maintenance or 2 weeks of maintenance and reset. I think it resets your metabolism, and I think it helps you mentally too. And you know what else it is, Debbie? It's really good practice for when you are done losing weight, because that is a whole nother game. And that's another reason that I'm not an advocate of 21 days of this or 17 days of that, or cut out this entire food group. Because when you're done, the only way this diet truly is a success is if it's a lifestyle that you can live when you're done with it.
Right.
And I will preach that from the housetops.
Yep, this is the rest of my life. I have to pay attention to what I eat. I don't have to deprive myself.
Right.
But I have to pay attention.
And I love that. I love that about it. And Heather and I were talking about another thing, and I don't know if I talk, you know, Debbie and I talk all the time on the telephone, and we're accountable to one another. But she said that if you can just get the mindset that you can just take your time. I mean, phew. Okay, if you're 29 like me and Debbie, and you take 1 year out of 29 or 50 or whatever, really, what is that small percentage, 1 or 2 years to lose weight in a way where you don't gain it back?
Right. I feel like the rate I've been going this year, that I have a better chance, or I'm going to keep it off, but I feel better about, you know, how they say the slower it takes, the longer, the better you do keeping it off. Right. I think I can feel that. I think that's true.
Well,
and trying to rush out and lose 50 pounds in 2 months, it's just not feasible. And it stresses you out, and it makes you backslide and dive into the Lay's potato chips.
Yep, and when you do those crazy things, you just gain more weight afterwards, and then it's even more devastating and more hard work to try and get it off. Because it is discipline and it is work, but I always say on the Julie Tussey Show that if you do not choose health, you are instantly choosing to be unhealthy. It is a conscious choice every day. We are surrounded by Twinkies and McDonald's, Debbie.
Oh, I know.
Our society. And so you have to choose it every day. Well, I wanted to ask you, if someone came up to you and they had 20 or 50 or 100 pounds to lose, and of course they know that you are now thin and beautifully gorgeous.
You haven't. No.
If someone came up to you and they had all this weight to lose, what would you tell them to do?
Start walking.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk. Start with 10 minutes a day and build yourself up. And start 3 times a week. I actually heard a study this morning on the radio. The top 4 reasons why people, you know, we all run out and join a gym, which I did for New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
And then the top 4 reasons people quit. And number 2 struck me. Because I was expecting that one to be number 1, but I'm tired, because I have a lot of, I'm tired, I've worked, I've done this, I've done that, I'm so tired. But studies show that if you walk 20 minutes just 2 times a week, that your energy level will improve. And who doesn't have 20 minutes? I mean, how many hours of TV do we watch? Get up and walk back and forth while you're watching TV. Just add something.
I'm laughing.
Fold your towels and yes. Take them to the closet 1 towel at a time. Anything to add a little bit.
Right. park further away at the grocery store. I don't know about you, but I will purposely go around the store two or three times instead of just the one time necessary if I have time that day. But I was laughing because I have my Fitbit, and I've had it for about a year. And I'll look down, and it'll be like just a few steps, you know, a few thousand steps or a few hundred steps from the party, the arm party of 10,000 steps. And so I'll say to Gary, I'll be right back. And I went out in the garage. It was raining out and not nice. And I went out in the garage, and I walked around my car, I'm not kidding, at least 100 times. And then I got so energized, I went out in the rain anyway. And Debbie, you will be so proud of me, but I ran.
Wow.
And then I was trying to get it to 9,995 steps, and I was going to show Gary my arm party, and it happened outside. So he's never seen my arm party happen, but I totally understand. I've literally walked 3,000 steps just from in my hall, living room, and kitchen, making circles in the morning because I didn't want to go to the gym.
Right. You know? And I've spent many nights jogging by my bed to get those steps.
Have you?
That is a big motivator.
It is a good motivator.
A lot of people, they don't like the technology and stuff, but I love it. It helps me. Getting the circles on my Apple Watch, that was a huge, huge benefit to my workout because Mark has one. So my husband, for everybody who doesn't know Mark. So if he got his, I had to get mine. I love to compete.
I know. I know. I've thought about getting one, but I'm pretty much loving this Fitbit so far. So there was one other thing. What was it I wanted to talk about? Okay, we talked about our arm party. Oh, you know what I did today, Debbie? And it was so cool. I decided that I was going to write down the things that I was proud of and that I accomplished in this field and also in personal areas. I made an entire list in the year 2016. And I have decided that I am not going to, when I go do my weigh-in, I'm only going to pay attention and only write down in my own little personal chart that I made for every week when I lose weight. If I gain weight, I'm not going to put it in there. I'm just going to ignore it and not focus on it. And so I wrote this list for 2016, and in it said, I joined a gym and I exercised. And I joined the gym in April. And this is the first year in my life, and I came into the new year, and I felt so good that I wasn't saying, oh, my New Year's resolution is to join the gym because I joined and I failed or I never joined. And I gave myself a pat on the back. Now, you know, I don't do those kind of things very often, but I think I'm learning through this process that we have to look at the good things that we've done and acknowledge them and congratulate ourselves.
Yes, you do. You're the most important thing. And actually, I shared this today. You have to do it for you. You can't do it for your husband, your kids. I mean, those are my motivating factors, but I'm doing this for me to live the life that I want to live.
Exactly.
And I can't depend on, I mean, I love talking to you about it. I love talking to my other friends, you know, to get motivation. And I'm constantly sending you little pictures and I ate this, oh my gosh, but bottom line, I have to depend on me because I'm the only one capable of losing my weight.
Exactly. Nobody can exercise for you.
Right. Mm-mm. But plenty of people do buy me junk food. I don't know what that's all about.
We talked about that at the big WW too, and most of the ladies were like, well, as soon as they left, I threw it away.
Now I got chocolate candy, I got Reese cups that I can't resist, and then I got a gift card to my favorite cake place.
Oh no.
But I'm going to use it too. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to use it until I've lost the weight I gained over the holidays, and then that'll be my treat because I'm going to earn it. If I eat it, I'm going to earn it.
Yeah, and I love that you do that. And one of the things I think too, and you can probably address this and speak to this easily, is when you start actually seeing changes in your body and seeing the scale go down, you start feeling so good about yourself that those things lose their temptation. They begin to lose their temptation.
Absolutely, absolutely true. I started wearing clothes. I wore leggings. Yes,
right. I know.
I have worn leggings out of the house in public twice now.
I know. We see, now I have to interrupt you, Debbie, because I was going to bring this up. So the other ladies know that we had a celebratory phone call because you wore leggings for the first time and wore them out of the house. And for some people, that would be nothing. I mean, I have seen some ladies that are wearing leggings that I thought maybe shouldn't. But that was a great big thing for you because you did not feel confident enough to do that. And so I am so proud of you for that. So I'm going to give her, yay, Debbie, she wore leggings.
And I've been buying dresses. And anyone who knows me, I'm a jeans and t-shirt and boy shorts kind of girl. So this is huge. I was feeling really good and confident in some of the workout clothes. And now the 8 pounds today, I'm like, you have to get this off. So I'm really working hard, and I'm going to succeed. My goal is to be a lifetime member by May.
The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. Enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them Julie sent you. Beautiful You Med Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful. An official sponsor of the Julie Tussey Show.
Oh, that's awesome. Yay. Well, you know, the other thing I was able to put on my list was that I joined Weight Watchers again, and I only did it almost 2 weeks ago, but I was able to put that on my list of things I was proud of myself for in 2016. And then I made a list of goals for 2017, not just with my health, but particular things with the Julie Tussey Show, the Julie Tussey Band, personally, some things that I want to. And I, believe it or not, I've never done this before, but it just felt so good to know that I can go back and look in that, at that, and I can see, okay, you set a goal for this and you did it. And now you set new goals and you can do it. So you just told me your goal. My question was, what are your goals for 2017? But I think you have a little bit more that you set that we haven't talked about yet.
Oh, I have. Actually, I normally don't really make resolutions, but I have so many resolutions this year. And I'm feeling really confident about them. And Mark, he always tells me, write things down. Mm-hmm. And what you're doing is exactly what I've been trying to do. Is I'm making my list. I'm going to accomplish this. And I'm actually going to add a date. Because if I don't put a date, then okay, well, someday I will accomplish that. But if I put a date, I've got a deadline. Right. And I'm going to work towards it. But that's very important, and believing in yourself, because, you know, you've known me. I'm shy. I feel inferior to most people, but I'm not, and I'm just as good as anyone, and I can do this. And that's what you just have to every day tell yourself. You're going to have bad days, but work through them till the next day and make it good.
That's right, and I'm so proud of you for doing this today. I know this was out of your comfort zone, but you know what, Debbie? You are special. You have accomplished some great things. You have wonderful wisdom and insight. You're a great encourager, and you are the only you. You can share your message and your heart in a way to some people that might not hear it from anyone else. And so I'm so proud of you for doing this. And I also want, you're welcome. I just love ya.
I love you too. I'm so glad we got to spend time together this year.
I know, it was great. And we're coming back down too, so don't you think about that. We're coming. The last point I wanted to make was that we're talking today about mindset and health and fitness in the month of January on the Julie Tussey Show. And the reason that I wanted to do this, some people may not even want to hear it and tune it out, but I know there's women out there and men out there like us that are really focused and trying their best to become the person that they want to be. I wanted to do it in January because next January, when it turns 2018, I want to be in a position where I feel so good about myself, I don't even think about setting a resolution to lose weight or work out or whatever and then fail at it. I want to feel so good about myself. And so we all have a year until that point. And Debbie, you just did that. You just came into 2017 and you didn't even need a New Year's resolution.
Oh, but I did. I still have quite a bit to lose.
But didn't it feel good?
My numbers are down. My my A1C, my diabetic levels are down. My blood pressure is down. My heart rate, my resting heart rate, when I'm exercising regularly, it stays in like the upper 40s, lower 50s. So that's really good. My headaches, which I got that piercing, but also the exercise is helping the headaches. The weight loss is helping the headaches.
Oh, good.
Everything is just better.
Yes, it's better. So 2017 coming into it had to feel really good for you, and I'm so happy for you. Well, thanks for taking time with us today. I really, really appreciate it, Debbie.
Well, I'm glad you thought of me.
We'll do it again.
Oh, yeah, in 2018.
Yeah, in 2018 we'll call you. This is Julie Tussey, and I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. You can reach out to julietussey@gmail.com if you have comments or questions or ideas that you'd like to see on the show. I'd like to thank Debbie so much for being on with us today. I'd like to thank all of our listeners. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for subscribing. The Julie Tussey Show is now on iTunes. Woo woo! And we're so excited about that. And thank you to our sponsors for joining us in helping turn the lives of other people and make them better and happier. Remember, you only get one life to live. Live it to the fullest.
You can find the Big Blonde Baby CD at cdbaby.com/CD/Julie Tussey 2.
To let you know that you can get your Big Blonde Baby CD today and download it on your phone or your computer. You can get it at cdbaby.com/CD/Julie Tussey 2. Again, cdbaby.com/CD/Julie Tussey 2. Thank you so much for your support.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.